رسول الله عليه السلام said, He is not from us. He is not from us. He is not from us.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program He is not from us. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Whosoever said or recited the following, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa anzilhu al-maq'ad al-muqarraba indaka yawm al-qiyamah. For him, my intercession becomes necessary. So whosoever says the words or sends blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the words mentioned, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that his intercession becomes necessary for that individual. Those words again, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa anzilhu al-maq'ad al-muqarraba indaka yawm al-qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to send blessings upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to express our love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through sending prayers of blessings and peace upon him, reciting Durood Sharif salawat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. In today's session, the very first hadith which I will mention is a hadith which has themes that we have covered in the past, but the last part of the hadith is the main focus of our discussion. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيُوَاخِ فِينَا وَيَزُورَ. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is not one of us, or he is not from us, who does not respect our old, so the elderly or the old from the believers, the one who does not respect them, one point. Who does not have mercy on our young, second point. And the third point and the focus of discussion, our first discussion, the one who does not maintain a tie of brotherhood or does not express a brotherhood with Muslims and does not see them or does not meet them. Brotherhood is very important in Islam. Brotherhood is something which makes us stronger as a nation. It unites us. It keeps us united. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they expressed great examples of brotherhood. We know about the famous accounts of their generosity and their selflessness. We hear and read about amazing examples of brotherhood among the noble companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they would be generous towards one another. If some food came to one particular companion, his household, he would pass it on to the next, and he would pass it on to the next. At times it would come back to the first companion or the original companion. This was the level of selflessness. This was the level of love and respect they had for one another. When the muhajirin, the migrants among the Sahaba who left Makkatul Mukarrama, they left everything, their homes for Allah and His Messenger, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They left everything behind. They came to Madinatul Munawwara. The Ansar, the Sahaba, the companions who were present in Madinatul Munawwara, they welcomed their brothers with open arms. They shared everything with them. These expressions of brotherhood are shining examples of how within a nation, when people have so much love and respect for one another, the nation becomes and remains a strong nation. When brotherhood is strong in a nation, it becomes an example for other communities in that era and after that era. We give examples of the noble prophetic companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, who expressed levels of brotherhood that inspire and motivate many of us even today. Moving on, Although our main discussion will be about brotherhood and how we can strengthen brotherhood and what are the signs of strengthening brotherhood or maintaining a tie of brotherhood with each other, just to cover some of the important elements that the hadith mentions, we live in a day and age where people have become very inconsiderate. In our religion, there is consideration for the old, there is consideration for the young. A very interesting narration I'd like to share with you, which I'm sure will encourage you, inshallah, to respect elders. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the young person who expresses respect for an elderly person because of his age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him in such a way that when he himself becomes old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint a young person to express respect for him, to honor him. So he as a young man would honor the old. Allah will reward him by appointing a young person who will express respect for him when he reaches old age. Now, the beautiful thing, one thing is obvious. You think, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of his good action in this world. That is one thought which comes to mind. He was good to someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint someone who will be good with him. But another point to consider is that the indication here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him blessings in his life. Obviously, he will reach old age for someone young to express respect to him. So, this hadith is actually giving good news to the one who respects elders, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him blessings in his age to such an extent that he himself will reach old age. And not only will he reach old age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that just as the elderly person that he expressed respect for appreciated this reverence and appreciated the honor given to him, he will have a chance to taste or to experience that same contentment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints a young person to express respect for him when he himself becomes old. So this is a very beautiful narration encouraging us to respect our elders. In another hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, he said, O Anas, respect the elders and have compassion for the young. You will attain my companionship in paradise. So if one respects elders and expresses compassion for the young, he will be blessed with the companionship of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. If this isn't motivation or if this isn't encouragement, then what else can be encouragement for us to do our best and strive in fulfilling this religious obligation? Because that's what it is. This is the Islamic etiquette. And if we live in a community where the elderly are respected and the young are shown compassion, then the grief will go. If the children feel that they can play freely and that they can have communication with those who are older than them, and the elders feel that if they express their opinion, the young will not have a confrontational attitude towards them, these are the ingredients of a successful, happy community. Respecting elders and showing compassion to the young is the prophetic way, and we should adopt it fully to be successful in our communities. How can we maintain ties of brotherhood within our communities? I would like to share with you some traits which our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has mentioned, which lead to a strong brotherhood within any community. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that my love has been established for those who have a bond of love for each other for me. So they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love each other for the sake of Allah. That is the expression or the common expression you will see in similar hadith traditions. Having love for one another as brothers in faith for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not love for For any personal purposes in terms of gaining benefit from someone, love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says that His love is established for those who have this love for one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they spend. This is another sign. So one sign of them having this love for the sake of Allah for each other is that they spend. They express generosity and they meet one another. You can't say really, and honestly speaking, we can't really say that a tie of brotherhood, a bond of brotherhood is very strong when you don't even go to meet that person. If your bond of brotherhood is strong with anyone, you will meet them and you'll meet them quite often and you'll express your generosity towards them. And the good news for you is that if you do this for the sake of Allah, the love of Allah is established for you. So it's one thing saying you love Allah, but it's another thing when Allah declares love for you. This is what we want. We want to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also we want to receive acceptance in His court through this declaration that He subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And how beautiful it would be if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses this before the innocent creation, the angels, and makes them a witness that He subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us for the efforts that we make to attain acceptance in His court. Another benefit of having a strong bond of a brotherhood is that on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless such a person with the shadow of His arsh. On that day when people will be drowning in their sweat, the two people, the two believers who had this love for one another as brothers in faith for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will reward them in such a way on the Day of Judgment that they will be blessed with the shade of His arsh. On that day when people will be drowning in their sweat, worried and concerned about accountability, waiting for judgment to be passed. On that day, to be in the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no doubt a sign of success. And this is achieved by creating and maintaining a tie of brotherhood with your fellow believers. Brotherhood in Islam is an invaluable treasure. One who expresses a true bond of brotherhood, of love for his fellow Muslim brother, can be hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this sincere action, will erase his sins. Sayyiduna Fudail radiallahu ta'ala and says that for a believer to look at his fellow Muslim brother with love, this is worship, this is ibadah. He is rewarded for looking at his brother with love. How do we look at each other these days? Do we even greet one another when we walk down the street? Why this anger? Why this animosity? Why this hostility? This hostility is created by the ego and by the devil. Shaitan does not want our brotherhood to be strong in our communities. He wants to divide us. Brotherhood is unity, and unity is supreme strength. If you take a drop of water out of the ocean, it's just a drop of water in the palm of your hand, which will soon dry out. But when that drop or droplet is part of so many others, it becomes the ocean. An ocean which can change the landscape. An ocean which can uproot trees. An ocean which can cause the biggest ships to turn upside down. Create brotherhood in your communities. Be the ocean, don't be the droplet. If you're part of the ocean, you will achieve many things in life and you'll be protected from many dangers in life. One of the greatest dangers for us is the constant danger that we have of giving in to the ego, to the evil of the ego, and to the whispers of the devils who whisper to us. As part of a brotherhood, we will attain greater inner strength and we will refrain from many sinful actions. What is the sign of true brotherhood? Sayyiduna Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions that true brotherhood is when a person respects his brother more when he is facing poverty than when he is in a state of affluence, when he is rich. Because the reason that he gives is poverty is greater than having money. And a brother is not respected, a believer is not respected because of what he has or what he does not have. He is respected because of his rank, because of the status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So if we want success on the Day of Judgment, if we want a better community in this world, we must create for a strong brotherhood. We need to be truthful. We need to be sincere. Our brotherhood is strengthened by sincerity. We need to be sincere. We need to be truthful. We need to be generous. And all these traits were mentioned in the narrations that we covered today. For a strong brotherhood, we need to have a common courtesy. We need to have a maintained level of generosity. And we need to be truthful. Our love for one another should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we achieve this, we will surely achieve success. Keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد
رسول الله عليه السلام said he is not from us he is not from us he is not from us, he is not from us.